Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, and welcome to the March edition of Windows to Your Spirit with your hostess psychic Kathleen Avino. And of course, this is Tracy, running the switchboard as usual. If you'd like to schedule a full reading with Kat, please visit the website, Kathleen Avino. That's Kathleen with a K, A, V as in Victor, INO.com. And be sure to mention the radio show to get your free 10 minutes with your booked and paid for reading. But you can always find me at shyowl.net. Cats on time. It's Armageddon.
Very funny. I don't hear any horses hooves, do you?
No.
I don't see any horses.
No, now they don't have the back 40 anymore. I don't hear the horses anymore. Sad. I miss them.
How are you doing, hon?
I am fabulous. How are you?
Good. It's been good. Weather's starting to break here. I took out my plastic poinsettias and put in my plastic daisies with little eggs attached to them, a little bouquet of
plastic.
Silk. Come on, I'm classy. It's silk.
I know. See, the bonus of living now 8 hours south of where I was before, it's been in the 70s all week long. This is the 60s, 50s all last week when y'all were getting snow.
Oh, it's supposed to be 60 next week. That's fine. I'm happy with that. And my silk flowers will survive.
One can only hope.
Well, I was a good girl today. I know you're very proud of me. My newsletter went out. And if you're listening and you did not receive my newsletter, please email me so that I can add your email to my master list. So that each month you can get my newsletter. Tells you where I'm going to be, reminds you about the show, and also has a either happy or morbid blog and very good recipe. This month, in honor of the fact that, you know, a lot of my recipes are my heritage, Sicilian heritage, that I have the, what's called the pizza gran, which is the sweet ricotta grain pie. I thought of you, Tracy. I know you like to bake.
I do.
So I put that recipe in there, and I even added the part that you can actually, you don't have to make the crust. It won't screw up the pie. If you want to, it's a very flaky crust.
That looks delicious. So I'm absolutely going to make that.
This is my favorite. You know, usually I won't eat anything that's brown, unless it's brown because it's not worth the calories. But at each time, there's two pies. Well, there's one pie I will eat no matter what, even though I can't have wheat. I don't care. I will suffer with a smile on my face. Is the wheat pie, which is made up of ricotta and sweetener, you know, a lot of sugar. It's sweet. And then the grain, you know, the grain beads, the wheat berries. And you soak them, and then you put them in the pie, and then you bake it, and it's just the most delicious. It's hard to describe. It's not like cheesecake. You know, a lot of you are probably familiar with Italian cheesecake, which is the ricotta. The wheat berry is really interesting flavor and texture. It's dense, that's for sure. You can't have a big chunk, but it's actually my favorite. And the
it
only
looks
pie
like a cross
that
between
you...
cheesecake and rice pudding. It just looks delicious.
It's not right. No, it's
no, no,
not.
No, I understand. I understand. It just sort of has that.
Right. Well, you know, the texture, if you do it right, is going to be like a little bead. So that's what makes it unique, is the wheat berries and ricotta. And we also have another traditional pie that we make, which weighs about 400 pounds. My father used to make it when he was alive. And we would do that on, you know, because on Friday, you know, you have Good Friday, you can't have meat. It's very similar to the, you know, the Italian New Year, Christmas Eve, where you're not supposed to have meat, you only have fish. So on Saturday, you know, Easter Saturday, we make up for it with a 500-pound, what's called pista rustica, which basically means rustic pie. And what we do in that is we chop up usually whatever in the refrigerator and then 400 other ingredients. And it's all the meats. All the dried meats, like chopped up ham, chopped up pepperoni, salami, if you've got a couple of bucks, prosciutto. And then it's all kinds of cheeses. It would be mozzarella and the provolone and or gota salada. I mean, it's all chunked, and my father took pride in making all his little pieces the same size, which is important to the texture.
Mm-hmm.
And then do that with ricotta and eggs, and then baking that monster. And one
that
slab of that.
That sounds delicious, too. It's, and you know, I have almost everything you named off on that list in my fridge right now.
I mean, right,
all
I mean,
the way down to the prosciutto. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, even at $24 a pound, it's still worth it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you get it in thin slices, you can cheat and make it stretch, make it go much further.
Yeah, you can. But the most important thing is to cut the pieces evenly. And since April, you know, is it really, there's not a specific holiday this year because Easter is coming early.
Right.
I'm going to put that recipe in for next month. So you can have it, Tracy, you'll have it next month. And just be prepared.
No, no,
you
I'll have it tonight.
We need a very deep pan, you know, a very deep pan. Because
I got that. I have my big, heavy, super deep cast iron that I use for everything.
Seriously, honey, it has to be at least 6 inches deep.
Covered.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 6 inch
the big
deep.
Chicken fryer, yep.
Exactly, and you put it in there, and then you, that's like a, has to be like a Dutch oven, because it has to go in the oven, so, and you don't
cast
cover
iron.
It. And,
bam.
Yeah, I know. Your mouth is watering, I know. So
that'll
be next month's recipe. You'll be waiting. The only thing I didn't,
no,
I didn't
tonight.
Show, which is tonight. The other thing I didn't show, which is also very traditional, Easter, is Easter bread, where it almost looks like a challah bread, which is a Jewish bread, with eggs, fluffy, sweetened, and they set eggs, you know, colored eggs, in the braid. And you can eat it. It's beautiful. It's Easter braid bread with the eggs. And what they do is, like I said, it looks like a ring, and it's a bread. And
I've made that. I've never made it with the eggs woven in. So do you dye the eggs shelled? Like you, how do you get
the eggs? You dye the eggs shelled. Yes, you hard boil the egg. You dye the
egg. Like a whole hard boiled egg in? All right.
Yeah, and
shell
but
it
you
off.
Put it on top.
Cool.
You put it on top, and then like you crisscross it, and some people make like a bread basket where they make a ring, and they press the egg in the dough, and then they put little crisscrosses, teeny crisscrosses, around the egg so it looks like it's in a basket.
Nice.
And it's edible. You know, the eggs are edible. The bread is sweetened. It's like a sweet Italian. Almost has the same taste as like a panettone, which is like a sweet bread.
Right.
And it's plain, but some people put raisins in it, but it's mainly a plain bread. And it looks, you know, it looks really nice on the table. It looks very pretty. And then another thing we get is a lot of the Italian bakeries have them, where they carve with the almond paste, make lambs, and they paint them. And it's a centerpiece, Lamb of God. So, you know, there's a lot of traditional figures and images that represent Easter. And they want to figure out our Jewish friends in terms of Passover. So since it's March, I also managed to get St. Patrick's in there. So the newsletter looks more like a patchwork quilt of holidays.
Yes, it is. I saw.
Yeah, I know, right? Mm-hmm. I had fun with that. I might just see my St. Patrick's fairy. And, you know, it's about gatherings. It's about family. It's about getting together. And the memories that come with that. And like I said, one of my memories is, you know, watching my father meticulously cut up all that meat, the pepperoni and the sausage and teeny little pieces. Everything had to be the same size, and no one was allowed to cut but him. And then he'd mix it all together with his hands and squish it all together and make sure it was evenly distributed, and then cutting a slab of that. And that's a memory. You know, these are things that are traditional in memories. And the newsletter talks about nostalgia. My blog this month is a little deeper than I usually go, but I'm just watching 90 episodes of Mad Men, which was about the ad agencies of the 60s in New York. And it was a glorified soap opera, but what was really special about that program was the appropriate injection of what was going on at the time with live broadcast, where they had, you know, the assassinations, they had the civil rights movement, and they had the Vietnam War, and people over 55, you know, 55, 60, that was our formative years, you know, growing up with the television. Television was, you know, pretty new at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And we watched all of that firsthand. We watched the world change drastically. You know, I look at the last, say, 20 years, and except for some economic crisis, and mainly economic, it was mainly economic, thank God. But, I mean, I say thank God because we didn't have the kind of large-scale destruction,
right,
and death of three notable people that could have changed the world, or for better or worse, but would have impacted the world. And the fact that we touched, you know, we went to the moon. You know, everybody's like, oh, no big deal. Well, you know, when you're 10 years old and you're sitting on the floor of a hotel in the Bahamas, we happen to be on vacation at my parents', and you're sitting crammed in a room with about 30 other Americans, and the Bahamian people were very sweet. They all got us little American flags, and we were all holding our American flags and
mm-hmm.
watching a 10-inch, I think it was 12 inches most, this little television set, black and white, and watching, you know, and touch ground.
Mm-hmm.
The emotion that we felt is lacking today. You know, I've said this before, how we've become a desensitized society. I don't
yes.
mean just Americans, I mean the world. I mean,
it's true.
What I felt with that lunar landing, I've never been able to replicate in 40 years. You know, what I felt when Kennedy was shot, even though I was only in grammar school, you could feel the pain, you could feel it. Martin Luther King, it's just all of it. And watching the Vietnam War, to us that was horror. We felt it. We were our mouths were open. We were in shock. We were crying.
Mm-hmm.
And now we just, you know, we look at the Gulf War. We look at, you know, movies with people getting killed. Well, because we've seen so much killing on TV and movies,
yeah,
even if we've shown the real thing, we don't feel it. We don't
That's
feel
very
it.
True.
You know, we don't feel it the same way. Of course we feel sad if someone gets killed. Of course we feel sad if someone, you know, catches a beating for no reason except for maybe the color
mm-hmm.
of his skin. We feel bad about those things. But I can't replicate, you know, what I felt then. And it wasn't just because I was a child, it was because it was new.
Mm-hmm.
And this generation, what have they experienced that is new and amazing? What, the, you know, the new release of the iPhone 6? I mean, really, what are we accomplishing as a world besides killing each other and you know, melting the ice caps? They're all going to float away anyway. It's not all gloom
mm-hmm.
and doom, but that's the point. Even if there's something joyous, they don't feel that. It's become blasé. It's become matter of fact, which is sad. Because even when great things happen, you know, our children don't know that feeling of newness, of deep emotional connection to an event. You know, I'm sure young people are going to blast me and tell me, but sorry. You know, if I say to you the lunar landing, you'll go, well, either they tell you ridiculously it was a conspiracy, or
right.
it's no big deal. The space program was a waste of money. You know, the images that we're getting to make us realize now that we are only one of millions of galaxies, and that's all
mm-hmm.
because of the program and you know, the Voyager just spinning out there taking pictures upon pictures and pictures. No
right.
wonder. They don't even feel that wonder. I mean, I look at Nova, and they had a kind of revamp of Nova, and
mm-hmm.
I was my mouth dropped. And I feel bad for our children because it's like that piece of wonder the emotional wonder, that innocence of wonder, has been taken away because of television.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's everything in life has its pros and cons. But it really hit me watching that show, because even seeing the images 40 years later, I felt it again. And my daughter was sitting next to me, and she looked at it. She doesn't have that feeling. It doesn't connect. It doesn't relate, you know, because it's, to her, it's just a history where we lived it. But then I say, okay, what do you feel today? You can even say, well, you were young and it impacted you and it was happening when you it was happening. And you say, okay, mm-hmm. well, how do you feel when there's rioting? How do you feel? I want to go join the Peace Corps. The emotional connection has been lost. So I think it's really important that we try, at least, you know, not to make our children sad or depressed, but to walk them through the momentousness of some event, whatever that event may be, and try to have them connect again between image and feeling, image and emotion. Mm-hmm. Even if it's sad, at least it's a feeling. And if it's joyous, then go for it. You know, if something wonderful happens, then let's go for it. You know, all the scientific discoveries. Feel those discoveries. It's amazing. Pictures being sent back from Voyager and go, oh, my God, that's amazing, but feel it. And like I said, that show really brought back a lot of that, what I can reclaim, but our children can't. So we have to help them. You know, we really have to help them. And help ourselves to go back and revisit those feelings, whether they be sad or happy. And memories, using those memories, like my dad chopping up all the pepperoni the same size. It's, there's a warmth attached to that that we shouldn't lose, because then what do we got?
Exactly right.
You know, it's important. And especially with spring. It's a rebirth. It's a reliving, rejuvenation, new birth. Celebrate. Celebrate all that, but feel it. You've got Passover. You've got Easter. And forgive me if there's any other religions I'm missing. Whatever your celebration is, feel that celebration and reconnect with family. You know, to truly feel each other's presence, be grateful for each other's presence, and remember those memories. Put them in the little memory box so you don't forget them. You know, I tell my mother all the time, okay, we went to have hamburgers today, we went to the movies,
mm-hmm.
but we went together, three generations, went to the movies and then had hamburgers. And that's a memory. And those memories I try to create for myself and for my daughter. Because someday my mom's going to be gone, and all I'm going to have is those memories. And someday I'm going to be gone, and all my daughter's going to have those memories. And you want to hope that those memories will evoke an emotion, and it'll be a positive one and a warm one. So, like I said, who would think that Mad Men would move me so much? But it did. So, anyway, I'm sure we must have callers.
We do, and we have some that have very patiently been here long before we got here.
Exactly. I appreciate you listening to me.
Area code 303. Can we get your first name?
Oh, yeah. Hi there. It's Allie.
Good evening.
Hi,
Allie. How are you?
Hi.
What's your question, hon? And remember, it has to be a direct question.
Can it involve another person?
Yes. Only use their first name.
We have a new. There's a new coworker at the workplace named Stacy, and I'm wondering if you see this employee here for long, not for very long.
Well, honey, here's the deal. I feel like her nervousness has been misunderstood, and I don't think she really did get the red carpet. I have to be honest, that's what my guides are telling me.
You feel that? I'm sorry, what was the last part?
I feel that you guys can't wait to get her out of there. But I also feel that she came in very intimidated, and very, very often when we were insecure, we come off a lot tougher than we intend to.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't feel that really anyone has really put their hand out with some patience. I'm not talking, here's a cup of coffee and she doesn't thank you profusely and you cut her off. I'm saying really being patient with her as a group to welcome her. I think everybody misunderstood the way she is because it's out of intimidation and insecurity. So, you know, if you guys don't welcome her, she'll probably leave. But I think
that's
you all
the next person.
Mm-hmm. So it's up to you what you do with it, honey.
Well, we've been very welcoming and very mindful of training her, and she has quite an attitude, and she has attacked me personally. So it's not a good beginning for.
No, I agree with you. Now, there's obviously something going on for someone to do that. So if anybody wants to bother to break away the shell, you're going to find something pretty decent and pretty broken.
Mm-hmm.
But that's up to you. You know, I'm not asking you to be a therapist. I'm just saying as a group, kill her with kindness and see what happens.
Well, she doesn't fit here, and I think there's a few of us who would like to see her go. So I'm just
no,
I'm
actually, you all like to see her go.
And that's even better. She doesn't fit in here. She's not an asset to the company. She makes she's not an asset. She's not learning her job. She makes a lot of mistakes.
Okay. Then keep it up, and she'll be gone soon. Congratulations.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well,
all right. Well, thank you for calling.
You know.
Have a good evening. All right. We're going to move on to area code 216. Hi. Can we get your first name?
Hi. Thank you.
What's
for
your first
my
name,
call.
Please, hon?
Sharon.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi,
how
Sharon.
Are you?
I'm doing wonderful, thank you. It's going
to
be 65 in Ohio tomorrow. My question to you is, Kat, I have an interview tomorrow, and I want to see if it's going to go good. This is like a job that I want so bad. I'm interviewing with Marty.
That's what worries me. I feel the anxiety, and you need to walk in there confident, not overly anxious or overly eager.
Okay.
Okay, I think it'll be misread as desperate, and we don't want that. So try to work on grounding yourself tonight. Matter of fact, I would take a salt bath if you can, or even a salt scrub, to get some of that anxiety out of your aura, because we want them to think, you know, to know by projection that you're confident and that you're wanting the job by saying you want the job, not by having a neon sign on your head saying, I'm desperate, I really want this job, and if you don't give it to me, I'm going to be miserable. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I feel you have a true shot at this job, but they're looking for someone very self-contained, very confident, and very calming. They need a calming force in that office.
Okay.
But not being aloof. You know, it's a happy medium, sweetie.
That's good. Yeah.
So I want you to wash away some of that anxiety.
They took 70 resumes, he said. They picked 4 out of the 70. I passed all the tests. He goes, now all you have to do is come in and sell yourself because we're really interested. That's what he said to me Friday.
What did
they
say?
I know.
So
when they're calm.
You really have a wonderful shot at this. You are qualified. They want to see if you're calm and personable and confident.
Okay.
And watch your body language. Try to sit with your hands open, you know, off to your side, and sit back in the chair comfortably, not ramrod.
Look in the eye.
Relax. And, absolutely. That goes without saying.
I know.
Do not
Can
lose eye contact.
To make it, if you have an amethyst, wear an amethyst. Amethyst helps you to be well-received, and it also will bring the calming energy that Kat's talking about.
But
not
a
magic
bowl,
but that's what I would do.
Right, what I would
You're
do
so
is have that, would do that salt bath first and put the amethyst in the water with you.
Mm-hmm.
Clear the amethyst also.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm going to get this job, you guys.
You have about a 90%
you
shot.
Are.
You do what we say.
Both
okay.
of you so much.
I'm going to get our last caller. Okay, thank you so much for calling. Yeah, okay. Be blessed and enjoy. Enjoy your new path. Okay. I know I'm kind of rushing everybody. I'm just trying to fit everybody that waited forever in. Area code 217. Can we get your first name?
Hello, Kat.
Hello, dear. What's your first name?
Via.
Hello, Via. How can we help you tonight?
Well, I chose a patron on the other side for a class that I'm taking, and I feel like he's being very beneficial for me. And I was curious if he chose me also, and if he has any messages for me from the other side.
Honey, I can't do a medium reading. I can't.
Oh, okay.
It takes too long. That's
more involved than the 3 minutes that we have right now.
You know, I'm going to give you, if you book a reading, I will give you the 10 minutes extra. I don't want to rush. I'll screw it up.
Okay. Well, can I ask then, do you feel it being beneficial for me then? That's not a mediumship for you, right?
No, that's fine. Do I feel it's beneficial? Absolutely, because I feel that there's unrest, unanswered questions, a sense of unease. So I think that, you know, whether it's a medium reading with me or somebody good, I think it'll help you. I think it'll help you be at ease. I've watched people's whole face and energy change after I've done a mediumship reading because I validate it and it gives them peace.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's quite all right. I was just going to ask. I was asking about me, but that's okay.
Well, thank you very much. But I think that's part of it, honey.
Okay. All right. Lovely. Well, thank you.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
I think maybe we didn't understand the question coming
Whatever it is, I get a yes, but I also feel that if she does.
Right, there's more. Totally
connect,
agree.
Exactly. If she connects, whether it's me or anybody else, I think it's going to help her with confidence in her own decisions. And that's true of anybody.
Right. But the question, are there any messages from the other side? Like, that's like what's going to happen in my year next year. That's a reading.
Well,
that's not a two-minute question.
As long as everybody understands how I do medium, I describe who I see around you. And I can't do that in 30 seconds or less. I have to visually see the person and describe them. Every medium's different, and then I can speak to them.
I have to go through this whole process for a whole 24 hours before I'm going to do actual mediumship versus psychic readings, which is just talking to the guides to do every day, right? But coming into, everybody's got their own thing, but it's rarely do you find somebody who's on a dime.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can do it on a dime. I just can't do it in 30 seconds. But anyway, next one.
Well, that's what I meant there, right?
go.
Exactly. Exactly. All right, so that brings us to the end of the show. Wind us down.
I guess I put you on more people holding. I wouldn't have been so short with her.
No. Yeah, no, that's it, but we're out of time. Yeah.
We're out of time, okay.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, anyone who does want a reading with me, they can have one. Just when you email me or call me, remind me that you listen to the show. So when you book your reading, if you book 20, you get 30. If you book 30, you get 40. Okay, so I didn't mean to rush the last caller. I thought there was more people waiting, so I apologize. I don't see the switchboard. Tracy does.
You're right. Well, we were down to like 14 minutes, so I was trying to make sure. Because everyone that we had talked to tonight, they waited over 40 minutes. So I wanted to make sure we fit them all in. And so we actually wind with exactly enough time for you to tell everyone your website again. And that's it.
The other thing, guys, the show starts at 11. We hate to have you wait that long. So make sure you log on to the line like right around 11 o'clock. So this way you're not waiting too long. We don't want you to wait too long. Anyway, my website is KathleenAvino.com. That's Kathleen with a K, A-V, Victor, I, India, N-O.com. And you can reach me, but remember it's New York time, 516-225-8054. Okay, and remember, on the show, the more specific the question, the more accurate the answer. You know, I don't have a lot of time to really look at your, dig deep. So we do this, Tracy and I do this as a courtesy, because we really do love our clients and we want to, give them a treat. They got an Easter egg treat this year, early in March. So everyone have blessed holidays. Tracy, you too, my dear, you and your family, blessed holidays.
Thank you.
Everybody, have a good time on St. Patrick's Day. Good night. Good night, honey.